In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Queen of martyrs, help of Christians, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today, within the Franciscan Order, we celebrate the memorial of Saints Nicholas Pick, priest, and companions martyrs. They were a group of 15 faithful Catholics in the year 1572 who preferred to lay down their life rather than deny the Catholic faith. This was the time of the terrible religious wars in Europe, and in particular, they were the victims of Calvinists who gathered up these priests and religious and executed them for their refusal to deny the real presence of Jesus Christ in the Blessed Sacrament and the supremacy of the Pope as the leader of the Christian world, the Vicar of Christ on earth. So for these two points of undeniable Catholic doctrine, they laid down their lives. And this is a choice, in their case, made very clear and stark. They were put to the test. Do you deny this? If you do, you will live. If you don't, you will hang from the rafters. And they would not deny their Lord. Every Christian faces a choice, ultimately. Our whole life is the sum of many decisions, but it adds up in the end to a choice that comes down to faith in Jesus Christ and in his church and in his teaching, or not. And the reasons why some choose not to embrace Christ ultimately are innumerable, and we don't know all the reasons. But the choice is then between faith and, given a choice between faith and death, or infidelity and saving one's skin. This is the choice that we all make in little ways constantly. Most of us are not going to be threatened with execution if we persist in the faith. However, just as one can die death by a thousand small cuts, one can also lose the faith or abandon it by a thousand small infidelities. And this is the danger then that we all face in a world that is contrary to Jesus Christ and contrary to his doctrine and teaching. We know in our country alone, just looking at America, how many untruths we are asked to embrace at the expense of denying the truth. That, for instance, two men can get married, or two women can get married, or that a person born as a boy can later decide that he is a woman, or vice versa. These are lies or errors, depending on whether there's intent or ignorance involved, but in any case, they're untruths, and we're being asked to affirm them. Whereas if we hold to the truth that God made man, male and female, he made them in his own image, that marriage is between a man and a woman, for instance, you can face ridicule, criticism from those who want to enforce an ideology that is contrary to the truth that we know. So, do we keep silent? Do we pretend that what they say is acceptable? Or do we affirm, no, the truth is that a man cannot be married to another man, or a woman cannot be married to another woman, or it's not right, in fact, it is a terrible abomination to kill a child in the womb for whatever reason. If we affirm these things, then we may save our life, believe it or not. Our Lord said, for whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, meaning whoever is more concerned with saving his skin than being faithful to Jesus will lose his life, meaning his eternal life. Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. And this is what Saints Nicholas Pick and companion martyrs experienced. They preferred to lose their life in terms of this physical existence that we're experiencing now in order to save their eternal life, their immortal soul, from damnation. And what I'm trying to convey is that this is the choice we all have to make. Although we may not be faced with one enormous decision in a brief moment of time, here, choose here and now. You're going to die or you're going to be faithful. But we have to make that choice quite often. And I'll give a simple, banal example, but it gets the message across. For instance, nowadays it seems that young people's sports games are scheduled on Sundays. And so I've heard from young persons, oh, I didn't go to Mass on Sunday. Why not? Well, we had a soccer game. Well, believe me, I think soccer is a wonderful thing, but certainly there is not a justification for breaking a commandment in order to be loyal to one's team or whatever the motivations are. This is a small infidelity. I mean, it seems small. It's not small because it involves a commandment. But it appears small to the person making that poor choice. And decisions like that erode the faith, and eventually a person will compromise perhaps on the question of abortion or the question of homosexual marriage, something with, you know, long-lasting and much greater apparent consequences than missing a Sunday Mass. And so I'm not trying to make some kind of list of what's the worst sin or anything like that, but little infidelities add up in the end, if they're not repented of and corrected, to the loss of faith. And so we have, thanks be to God, great examples like Nicholas Pick and companions who, for the sake of upholding a doctrine on which our whole faith or religion rests, in terms of being truly Catholic and truly Christian, because our Lord himself affirmed both of those truths, that this is my flesh, and Peter, you are on the rock on which I will build my church. These are truths that we can't abandon. If we do, we cease to be even truly Christian in the end, because you can't deny some of the truths of Christ and still be a Christian. You either believe in him and everything he said, or you're believing in a fantasy of your own creation. So, brothers and sisters, let us look to these martyrs and reflect on our own lives and ask ourselves, am I being truly faithful, or am I making compromises for my own comfort, for my convenience, for the convenience and comfort of my family? And ask God for the strength and the clarity of faith to be true to Him even until death. And surely then we will save our life in heaven for all eternity. Praise be Jesus and Mary.